And it is important that I update Jamaica on the financial impact of global crude and petroleum price increases for Petrojam Limited. And I have tried to simplify it so that every Jamaican can understand the impact that this is having on Jamaica as a result of the war. So prior to the recent geopolitical tensions in the Middle East, global oil prices were relatively stable, on average $70 per liter, with moderate fluctuations. However, the escalation in tensions disrupted the stability, leading to sustained upward pressure on both crude oil and refined petroleum product prices. So we have moved from $70 per barrel pre-war to $100 averaging, give or take, just in a matter of a few weeks. International oil markets remain volatile and prices elevated with continued uncertainty regarding future price movements. Jamaica continues to experience weekly increases in fuel prices, driven by upward movements in the US Gulf Coast benchmark, which is a primary reference for refined petroleum products in the region. The government of Jamaica, through Petrojam, and in coordination with the Ministry of Energy and the Ministry of Finance, has taken deliberate steps to mitigate the full pass-through of global price increases, stabilize local fuel prices, especially during periods of high volatility, protect consumers from sudden and sharp increases. Petrojam's pricing committee, which meets weekly, every Wednesday as a matter of fact, this morning was their meeting, continues to monitor market conditions and adjust ex-refinery prices accordingly. While the current mechanism has been effective in cushioning consumers, it has resulted in significant financial losses by Petrojam, $1.3 to $1.4 billion in 4 weeks, which was not passed on to the consumers. Growing fiscal pressure, particularly if elevated prices persist, if we continue the current pricing mechanism up to June 2026, it would cost the government of Jamaica 11.8 billion Jamaican dollars, which is unaffordable and unsustainable, and in fact is two-thirds of this budget year's revenue measures. So you have to understand the magnitude of the impact of this war on Jamaica. So let me get to the proposed response. A tiered approach is being implemented, which will see petroleum prices being more closely aligned to global price movements. This will allow Petrojam to be more agile and respond in a more timely manner to price volatility. My words to you, Jamaica, is definitively you are going to see increases as long as this continues. We will do what we can do, but it is important that you do what you need to do to understand that you need to conserve. Starting today, government is going to have to look at policies to limit movements, especially transportation movements. I don't know, Minister Dixon, I don't know whether or not we go back to a COVID hybrid version of working from home, but something has to happen, because the level of traffic that I'm seeing on the road doesn't show me that anybody realizes that there's a war and the price of fuel and oil is just continuing to go up and up and up. So I'm sure that cabinet will deliberate and the government will come up with plans as to how to conserve, but it is 100% the responsibility of every Jamaican to realize that we are in a major crisis as it relates to the price of oil internationally. And therefore, you need to take responsibility for your household and your business to see what you can do